have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
And you're down for the count. You feel like life has thrown you blows, and God ain't been around. But I've come to encourage you to hold your head high. Know that God is in your corner now, inner life. You are a winner, you just can't lose. Overcame more than a conqueror, Jesus in you. You are a winner, you are born to win. More than a conqueror, power within. You are a winner.
Yes, we are winners in the Lord Jesus. I give him the praise today. What about you? Hey, friends, it is Thursday, and I am thankful. Absolutely thankful to the Lord God for yet another day. Amen. Another opportunity to praise his holy name. Hey, you have reached the right podcast, my friends. This is the Loretta Petite Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. I'm your host, Loretta Petite. This is a place for positive vision, positive vibes, and positive voice. And we are speaking truth. We're speaking the word of the Lord. And as such, I am looking into my Bible where truth is found, and it reminds me that a man's ways are in full view of the Lord. My God, let us let that process in for a moment. And in the meantime, in between time, we're going to go ahead on to God and pray. Let us pray. Father God, we come now to honor you and to bless you. God, we thank you right now. Help us to know how to quiet ourselves and just to hear from you, Lord God. Teach us, oh God, to meditate on your word, Lord God. Help us, Father God, to stop just going through the motions, but really pause to let you in. And dear God, we ask today that you would come in and have your way, that you would guide our thoughts, and that you would bless everyone under the sound of my voice, oh God. Lord, it is time for us, oh God, to be able to cry loud and to spare not. It is time for us, oh God, to live the righteous life. It's time for us, oh God, to walk the straight and the narrow. So those with a sincere heart toward you who want that, Lord, I pray that you would strengthen. Oh God, all those who on the outside looking in, I pray that they would come a little closer. Dear God, we thank you now. Bless this podcast. A special blessing upon Kimmy Kim, your daughter, Lord God, with vision. I pray, oh God, that you continue to strengthen her vision and that you would bless all that she puts her hand to do. And Lord, we thank you for the entire Elation family. Lord, that you would bless every podcaster, that you bless every supporter, every volunteer. Father God, every prayer warrior, intercessor, we thank you now for them. And we ask a special blessing upon each and all. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And thank God. Hey, listen, I wanted to let you know that it is a time for us to celebrate because it is Black History Month. And we thank the Lord for all of the things that we have been able to accomplish through the years, oh God, and that we are still making history. We are still putting our best foot forward. We are still progressing. We are still making life easier, better, more comfortable, Lord, with the things that we're going forth inventing, oh God, and that we're adding to, that we are making sure in place, all because you speak, and Lord God, we listen. So God, we thank you tonight. Hallelujah. And for everybody, oh God, that's listening today, hey, how y'all doing? As we say here in the Crescent City, hi, your mom and them. Yes, indeed. I just hope that everything is going well for you. It is Black History Month, friends, and we are wanting to talk. Can we talk Black History? Can we talk to each other and say things like, yeah, this is the month that so-and-so was born. You know, he invented such and such. Or this is the month that so-and-so got his patent for this or for that. And, you know, this is the month that I remember. This one got the Nobel Peace Prize. Or this one was able to get this office and be the first African-American in it or the first woman in this particular place and occupying this particular space. Can we learn to talk Black history? Because may our history never fall up under a carpet of any kind, proverbially speaking, and be hidden. We want to always make sure that our history stays vibrant and in the hearts and minds of our people to remind us what has been done through all of the challenges and what can be done with current challenges. We can still make a positive impact. Yes, we can still make a positive difference. So I'm excited about it. I don't know about you. And it does take us retraining the brain to learn how to talk Black history. Talk Black history in our churches. Talk Black history on our jobs. Talk Black history, especially in a home. Our young people need to know. You know, it was very interesting to me that it was not that long ago that Oprah Winfrey was, you know, at the top of her game, and, you know, and everybody, I'm telling you, knew who she was. And, of course, in our eyes, she is still, those who have been able to enjoy her through the years, she's still at the top of her game. She's still making strides and impacts and making moves. But what was very interesting to me, I was talking the other day, and we were talking about Black history in the classroom, saying, okay, we're going to, you know, pause for the cause, and we're going to do some of these projects so that you guys can be educated as it relates to our history, you know. And so I said, well, you know, we don't have to go all the way back to 16th or 17th century. We could, you know, do some things that people in the 20th and 21st century have done. And they only know about the Underground Railroad. They know about George Washington Carver. You know, they know a little bit about those things because since elementary school, kids talk about them. But we have done so much since that. I want us to always still talk about those because those are the strong ones. And, you know, we, of course, have opportunities because of people like the Harriet Tubman and the people like, you know, Booker T. Washington and people like that. Yes, we have opportunities because of people like that. So may they never be forgotten. But I was saying to a young lady, to a group of people, and I said, you know, maybe you could do something like on a Condoleezza Rice or somebody, who is that? Or like General Colin Powell, well, who is that? Like an Oprah Winfrey. You could say Oprah. Oh, I said, no, Oprah Winfrey. Well, who is that? It was hilarious to me. I'm like, oh, my God. You know, they don't know these movers and shakers of our day. So even though I know General Colin Powell has gone on to be with the Lord, still in all, he had made an impact. Many of us had never seen a Black general. We had never heard of one. We had, you know, things of that nature. So our young people, it's fading away, guys. It's fading away. They don't know. They have no idea of who they are coming forth from a powerful history. So we've got to, of course, continue to put that before them and educate them. And fun, make it fun. You know, make it fun. Educate our young people. Now, when I talk about that, I'm really getting off the path of what I want to talk about today. But I do want to say when I talk about the falling away, our young people have fallen away from so many other things. Number one is respect. We have fallen away from respect. We've got to teach our children respect. Teach them wherever they are now. Teach them respect. You know, it's just amazing. You don't know what the children are doing in school. You really have no idea who your child becomes when your child is around negative energies. You know, the influence is out there. You don't know who your child becomes. So I'm saying to you, let's take some time to teach our children respect. And I don't mean ignoring when you see a flare-up. Don't ignore. When I say check it, I don't mean hit the child side his head or, you know, take away all his fun equipment for a month. When I say check it, I mean it's a teaching moment. Teach your child respect. Too many things are falling away. Teach your child to pray. Children are not praying. They're not understanding the power of prayer. And many times as parents, you know, you may not be remembering to pray. But please do. Write it down. Make a little note. Put it on your makeup mirror. Pray. Pause and pray. And whatever. So, yeah, there's a falling away of a lot of things. A lot of things. And, of course, we were talking about Black history. There's a falling away of knowing where we came from, what strides we've made through the years. So let's be sure to put that back in play for our young people, that they will be proud of who they are and proud of their ancestry and proud of their heritage as African Americans, proud because of all that we've endured, all that we have accomplished. Yes, so let's keep that in mind. So, my friends, today is National Groundhog Day. You know, we talk about Punxsutawney. What did he see? Did he see more winter or did he see warmer months coming? And today is also Optimist Day, National Optimist Day. And I think we all should try to be a little bit more optimistic, you know, bring in those positive vibes, you know what I'm saying? So it is where confident people look to the future with hope. And an Optimist Day, we celebrate the volunteers who share with their enthusiasm, their skills, and their talent to make that tomorrow a vibrant and peaceful one. On this Thursday in the month of February, recognize an optimist whose endeavors have made a difference in your community. Each year, the optimal organizations around the world volunteer their time and skills working with the youth in their communities. They provide leadership, scholarship, wellness, and safety, arts, and such programs. On this chilly day of this year, it is National Optimist Day. And you don't have to be concerned that you did not know and did anything today. But, hey, riding on into the weekend, stay that optimist. Optimist Day recognizes, like I said, the volunteer and the youth who support our communities in many different ways. And every day our communities rely on ingenuity and energy of the next generation to be an integral part of our neighborhoods, of our schools, and of our towns. These young volunteers, my friends, and members who guide them, connect them to the greater world around us. Let's enlarge their territory. And their stewardship creates a helpful and a hopeful future for us all. So do, my friends, keep that in mind. And as I say, why don't we roll it on into the weekend, meaning let's do something this evening if we can. Let's do something tomorrow. And then over the weekend, we can certainly help in some kind of way. So the original idea for Optimist Day developed way back in 1909 when the Optimist Club of America promoted the day to be observed on April the 1st as a way to encourage kind acts and further optimism. The idea back then was to also replace the practical joking associated with April Fool's Day. For the next several decades, clubs across the country hosted Optimists across the country, Optimist Day observances, Optimist Day observances in their various communities. And on this day, that they first came out, April 1st, but all the way through celebrating this day, observing this day, throughout every year. So keep that in mind. It was not that long ago, a few years ago, Optimist International 2017 started with the first Thursday in February, and that's where we are even now. So hello and happy National Optimist Day to you. Hey, guys, if you'd like to reach out to me, you can send your emails to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. I would love to chit-chat with you and, of course, to share some information. You can share information with me about topics you'd like me to tackle, or if you have someone that you'd like to be on the podcast with me, you can also recommend that, and I'll look further into it. You can send your emails to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. That's LorettaReviews@gmail.com. You know, it's been very, very cold across America. I'm in the South, and we're cold, too. We're just not as bad as what I've been seeing. I saw cars slide across the highway on ice. People just so glad to be alive, and others are just, you know, deep in some snow and cold. I don't even know how they work through all that. I don't know how they get up and get out, you know, shovel snow. And by the time I do all that, I'll be too cold to go to work. But, yeah, that's how people live. So Let's just remember them in prayer, you know. Let's intercede. Let's learn to intercede for people who are going through and people that are having hard times. I know you have hard times sometimes. I have hard times sometimes. I know, yes, this is true. But still, take an opportunity, even in the midst of your hard times, to pray for somebody else. It's amazing what God can do through stuff like that. When you're going through and you're going to pray for somebody else. When you're going through financially, but yet you spot somebody else financially. Wow, it's amazing what God does through things like that. You say, oh, man, I don't even have enough. Yeah.
Great piece of information right there, right? Come on, let's praise the Lord because God is good. That leads me to my final point on today. In the book of Proverbs, chapter number 5, it reminds us that a man's ways are in full view of the Lord and he examines all his paths. So I think if we live our lives remembering that scripture, all things will fall in line in our lives because we will be careful, knowing that we can't do any and everything for a man's ways are in full view of the Lord. Full view, guys. God is not obstructed from seeing anything that we do. We're not proud all the time of all the things we do. We're not proud all the time of all the things we say. But remember, all the time, every day, our ways are in full view of the Lord, and he will examine all of our pathways. The evil deeds of a wicked man, the Bible says, will ensnare him, okay? The cords of his sin will hold him fast. Listen, he will die for lack of discipline. Did you know that? Led astray by his own great folly. So we must remember the word of God. God is saying, hey, if we conduct ourselves with evil deeds, we become just a wicked man or a wicked woman. We cannot do that. As believers, I don't think that we are hating people, or we're not trying to hate people, or we're not trying to do evil deeds, but sometimes we let the enemy in and we do his bidding. So please, ma'am, please, sir, be careful because your ways, my ways, are in full view of the Lord. He sees it all. Nothing bypasses him. He wants us to remember that and to repent. He wants us to remember that and to repent. So repent and say, God, forgive me for the things I've thought. Forgive me, God, for the deeds I've done. God, please forgive me. Wash me, purge me. Help me, oh God, to be strong when people are awful or evil or mean toward me. Help me be strong when I hear people have said negative things about me. Help me, God, to be strong when people have misunderstood me and they make me angry. Help me, God, when I'm frustrated. I know I can do better, but I can't seem to get any help. Oh, God, forgive me to not snap at people. Help me, God, to not snap at folks, but forgive me when I do. Oh, God, help me to manage myself, to manage my life, to manage my emotions. Help me to manage my mouth, to manage my tongue. Ask God. God will be there for you. He's right there waiting for us to reach out to him for where we are weak. He will make us strong. He is watching, and there's nothing that's passing by God. He knows it all. So he's saying, watch yourself. No, he ain't said, show me what you're working with, but he's saying, watch yourself. He's saying, and if you have evil deeds, those deeds can ensnare you. The cords of your sin can hold you. Okay? He will die, that wicked man, for a lack of discipline. He'll be led astray by his own. He'll be led astray by his own great folly. So what is folly? That's all that foolishness that people get off into. Foolishness. You know, we have got to be careful. God is not about all that foolishness, right? So we have to be careful with that. I know there's times we want to play, but I don't mean playing, just playing, but playing to the just being downright foolish with yourself, with your life, reckless, all right? When the Bible tells us here that any evil deed of a wicked man will ensnare him, it's a trap. Hey, it's a trap. Don't let your evil deeds catch you, because they will hold you as with a cord. They will ensnare you or trap you. And that's important to note, because many people think, I'm grown enough to do anything I want to do. I'm big enough and bad enough to do whatever it is I want to do. But I want you to know that kind of negative thinking is going to lead to your negative talking. It's going to lead to your negative ways. And you got to watch it, because evil can sneak in. Evil can sneak in and will trap you. So it frightens me, makes me nervous and shake in my boots to realize when I remember that the ways, that my ways are in full view of the Lord. Because I know I'm not perfect, no one is, but of course you want to be. You want to be perfect before a perfect God. But thank God he looks beyond our faults and he sees our needs. Thank God we're in a dispensation of grace. Thank God that the Lord loves us even in the midst of all that we do, all that we say. But he's saying now he loves all his children. So we've got to be careful what we say to each other. We have got to be careful what we do to each other. Don't allow those evil words and those evil deeds of yours, don't allow it to happen. Because that's what the enemy is trying to make happen for every believer. Remember the scripture that he comes to kill, he comes to steal, and he comes to destroy. Let us not forget John chapter 10, verse 10. That's why he's here. He's here to jump into God's people, to make them turn around and turn away from their God, make us turn around and turn away from our life source. Yes, that's what he does, my God. And he does it through making us think evil thoughts, say evil things, and do evil things to each other. Let's be mindful. Be vigilant. Watch yourself and lean on the Lord. I pray today that something was shared that helped you to think deeper, to do introspective look, introspecting viewing of yourself, of your heart. I pray that something was shared that would shake you and make you wake up out of your sleep if you're sleepwalking through life. Okay? So having said that, I pray that you continue to have a wonderful evening, a restful night, and a safe weekend, whether you're walking through the snow, driving on black ice or white ice, or whether you're in the South like me and you just hate to go outside because it's chilly cold, like chilly, almost really cold. So, yeah, I understand all of those things, but let's keep God first and foremost, and let's remember, no matter what's happening, let's smile and bear it, because, well, your smile might be saving somebody's life. Somebody may be thinking, everybody's against me. Nobody likes me. I'm not worthy and no respect. And then you come along and you give them a nice, warm smile. That person might decide, I'm not going to take my life. So you never know. Being nice, man, it's priceless. So stretch yourself to be nicer than you already are. Why don't you challenge yourself to do that? And watch God change things for you. Okay, that's it, folks. Thank you so much for paying attention to little old me. I pray today that, again, some kind of nuggets fell into your heart, into your spirit, that will cause you to challenge yourself to be just a little bit better. On that note, don't forget to reach out to me. It's LorettaReviews@gmail.com. Until next time, love you, Kimmy Kim. Thank you for all you do. And to all of you, may God bless you. May God keep you. This is my prayer. Bye-bye. Bye for now.
The word out. It's the word. Yeah.